Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher, one of the journalists up at Manx Radio. Welcome to this instalment of our newscast. This morning, we'll see the Treasury Minister present the island's budget to Tynwald. With the cost of living ever increasing and pressures on our health service ever present, what can we expect to be announced this year? Well, we'll have all the details on that later, but for now, I take a look back at last year's. There are certain days we come to expect year in and year out. Christmas is one, your birthday's another, and in February there's surely one day that springs to mind.
Here on Manx Radio, love is in the air as we get ready for a big Valentine's giveaway.
No, not that one. I'm referring, of course, to Budget Day.
The budget.
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 The island's budget.
Now, I can't tell you what's in this year's budget, given the fact that it's not been announced yet, but what we can do is go on a journey back in time and take a look at what was making the headlines last year. So strap in, hold on tight, and what's that phrase again?
Roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
For starters, the Council of Ministers looked different than it did now. Later today, Dr. Alex Allanson will step up to the podium to reveal all, but this time last year, it was David Ashford in the driving seat, and there was a prevailing theme with regards to the big issue of the day.
I do not need to remind honourable members, Mr. President, that the last 2 years have been unprecedented in cost to the island in both social and economic terms. But true to our motto, despite what has been thrown at the island, we are still standing and can look to the future knowing that we have a firm financial footing to take us forward.
Fresh out of a couple of years of restrictions, 2022's budget was all about recovery. Levels of uncertainty within the economy had reduced as the island opened back up, but there did remain a level of risk. As of February last year, the COVID-19 pandemic had cost the island around £133 million. Due to the impact of lockdowns and restrictions, the island's deficit increased to £217.4 million against a forecast deficit of £178 million.
The last 2 years have been a challenge in so many ways. However, we should take pride that our national finances were resilient enough to accommodate all of the demands placed upon them. This is a result of the prudent financial planning set into many past budgets. Honourable members will be relieved to hear that I do not intend to deviate from this approach.
The 2022 budget passed with almost unanimous approval. Just one MHK voted against the measures. Douglas South MHK, Claire Christian.
Many businesses have been in a strange holding pattern for these past 2 years. And bounce back will not happen as fast as we had hoped, as businesses re-emerge from a COVID economy. Disposable income has been drastically cut, and this will affect many of our small businesses. But small businesses need to make efficiencies, and jobs may be the cost of this.
So while COVID-19 support schemes were being wound down, where did the money go instead? Well, first of all, there was a shot in the arm for the health service with a total of £11.6 million to the Department of Health and Social Care.
This is the first budget to begin to properly recognise the significance of the funding challenges within health and care.
Elsewhere, a new climate change fund was established with £25 million being transferred from general reserves to support climate change initiatives on the island. Something not everyone agreed with.
Even if I did believe the climate scare stories, and I don't, I'd find it impossible to justify spending £42 million on a possible threat.
In total, £42 million was allocated for tackling climate change. £25 million for the aforementioned Climate Change Fund, £3 million for the Environmental Protection Fund, an additional £9 million for measures to support adaptions, and £5 million to mitigate the impact of environmental damage.
The people want to see more action, and I've already had a brief discussion with the Environment Minister, Claire Barber, in terms of how can we refresh our schemes, how can we ensure that more of this money goes out to the community in the best way possible.
Elsewhere, the Treasury focused on trying to boost help for our island's carers, with carers' allowance rising by 15%.
This is really putting the Isle of Man in terms of carers and how they're looked after by the state way ahead of the UK. The UK, by comparison, is £69.70 per week.
Several approved capital bids concern the island's travel infrastructure. The Department of Infrastructure progressed its Liverpool landing stage and its upgrade to the King Edward Pier in Douglas. And the Balfane Gateway project got a £1.9 million boost. Meanwhile, £1 million of funding was allocated towards the construction and running costs of the Sexual Assault Referral Centre.
I think it will make a massive difference. I think the trauma of sexual assault, violence, domestic assault is compounded or has been compounded by the fact that then people have had to go off island in order to be forensically examined. And when we think about children in particular, you know, that's another layer that actually, if we can do these things on island, is so much the better. So it is important to be able to get that forensic examination for victim survivors here. But I think also the wraparound support services are vital.
So what can we expect in this year's budget? All will be revealed later this morning, but it's safe to say we may see the focus of support shift from COVID to cost of living, more money to support our island's healthcare service, and a lively debate on all of its contents in Tynwald, when a new Treasury Minister will again defend his decisions.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.